day in and day out, know about the Pygmalion effect. The Pygmalion effect that we're going to talk about next week or the week after shows how teachers' expectations are self-fulfilling prophecies. And if we have high expectations, if we see the seed of greatness in the student, that seed of greatness is much more likely to flourish. Whereas if we don't appreciate it, it will depreciate, wither, and die. Not many teachers know about this, these studies and how they create, through their beliefs, a self-fulfilling prophecy when it comes to their students. How many teachers know about Marvel Collins? Every teacher in the world, on the first day of teacher training, needs to learn about Marvel Collins and the Pygmalion effect. They don't do that. How about this? Self-esteem. How do you increase self-esteem? If I had to do a poll here, most people, guaranteed, would say, praise people. Praise people, praise children, it will enhance their self-esteem. Right, partially right, and if it's taken as the whole truth and nothing but the truth, it's detrimental. Because there's a lot of research that shows that when we praise people indiscriminately, we're actually, in the long run, potentially hurting them more than we're helping them.